Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 254 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be addressing a topic titled Salvation. Salvation. And many of you listening to this podcast may wonder, or if you're a new listener, welcome. What is why do I need salvation? Well, the thing is, we wouldn't need salvation if there was no sin in our lives. So the question you may ask yourself is, where did this sin come from? Well, sin came into the world by a result of the actions of Adam and Eve. In the beginning, God created the heavens, created the earth, created man, and he gave Adam and Eve an instruction. And they disobeyed. And with that disobedience, sin came into the world. And also, if you look around the world, sin is just in literally every nook and cranny of this world we live in. Sin populates the world. That is the truth. And I know some of you in your hearts may say, Divine, you know, I don't hurt people. I don't do bad things to people. I treat people pretty well. Well, here's the thing. It's not, just check your life. Like, is there literally, have you never had a bad thought about a person? Have you never said a bad word about anyone? Have you ever not treated someone poorly? Right? If we all examine our lives, there is sin in it. And I know some people may say, oh, Divine, Adam and Eve, they've died. It's not like they've died with their sin. I don't have any issues. You know, I've done everything well. I've done everything right. But again, even the Bible says that there is no one that is righteous. In fact, I'm going to be using some scriptural references today. If we look at Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Romans 3 verses 10 to 12. He says, as the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. So the thing is, we were born in sin, right? And if we're telling ourselves the truth, we are living in sin. Right? And I know some of you may also have this rejoinder that, Divine, I was born into a Christian family. Growing up, I went to church and everything. Doesn't that mean I'm saved? No, it doesn't. Salvation is a personal thing. Salvation is literally a personal thing. It's not because, oh, you went to church as a kid or your parents always took you to church. No, that does not mean you are saved. Salvation is a personal thing. Salvation is when you recommit your life to the Lord. Because of the sin of Adam, sin came into the world and man was disconnected from God, relationship-wise. But Jesus Christ came, literally, Jesus Christ came to redeem us and to set us free from sin and to restore that broken relationship between us and God. So if you look at the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says that, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what happens when you recommit your life to the Lord. So salvation, brethren, I'm encouraging you, is when you have a new true relationship with God, when you recommit your life to the Lord, where that relationship between man and God on your own personal level is restored. And again, who paid that price? Because the thing is, because of our sins, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Because of our sins, we deserve punishment. It's just like, for example, if a person commits a crime in the world we live in today, at least in a functioning society, there are consequences to those crimes, especially if you're caught. So the thing is, our sins, we deserve the consequences. But someone came in our place to pay that price for our sins. Who was the person that came in our place? It was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world. And he was nailed to the cross. He was sent to the cross. He was nailed to the cross. He died on the cross. He was buried. So he took that burden. He paid that price that we could never pay, that debt that we owed, that we could not pay. Jesus Christ paid that price for us. Jesus Christ paid that debt for us on the cross. He died, he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. And when he rose again, by virtue of his dying and rising, our relationship with God has been restored if we accept this free gift. So this is a crime that we committed, the sins we've lived in. Someone has already paid for it. All you need to do is just to receive that free gift. And how do you receive that free gift? Well, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10 gives us a wonderful blueprint. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Look at this. I'll read it again. So Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and I'll read from the King James Version. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let me ask you this. Do you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Because again, the Bible says, one of the references we read, that there is no one that is righteous. You can't say, oh, I live in piety, blah, 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 blah. No, that cannot save you. That your efforts cannot save you. It is God's grace. It is God's free gift of salvation through his son Jesus Christ that can save you. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say, because look at the steps here. Number one, you have to confess your sins, right? The Bible says, whoso hides his sins will not prosper, but whoso confesses them, right, will receive mercy. So you cannot afford to keep hiding your sins. Confess them before God, wherever you are, in a bus, in your office, in your bedroom, wherever. I want you to confess your sins to God, and I will lead you, I will guide you through a prayer of salvation. We need to confess your sins, and you need to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay that price for you, to pay that price for you, to pay that price for you. He died on the cross to pay that price for you, and he rose again, and you are redeemed. If you believe in, if you confess your sins with your mouth, and you believe in your heart, you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross to set you free from sin, and you accept his free gift, you will be saved. So if you want to say that prayer of salvation, and after the prayer, the podcast is not done. There's a few more things I'll say. But after, if you want to say that prayer of salvation today, I want you to say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess I am a sinner. I confess all my sins before you. Please save me. Please have mercy on me. Please forgive me of all my sins. Please forgive me of all my wrongs. I confess all my sins before you, Lord. And I believe in my heart that you died on the cross. You shed your blood. You were buried for my redemption. Please, Lord, cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Cleanse me of all sin. I accept your free gift of salvation. Come into my life. Save me. Be my Lord. Give me a brand new beginning. Help me, Lord, that your name might be glorified. Give me the grace to live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And sanctify me with your blood, Lord, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if you've said that prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I've always wanted to make a podcast where I make my best attempt, as the Lord helps me, to explain why we need salvation. And one thing I'll just say is, after you're saved, it's not that, okay, I've said the prayer, all right, I can hang my shingles. No. After you've said this prayer of salvation, if you did it right now, you have to live a life that pleases God. You have to live a life that pleases God. I would encourage you to consider episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website is a series of podcasts on what you're supposed to do as a new believer in Christ. As you do these things, it's my prayer that the Lord will help you. But don't forget, keep living for him. He will strengthen you. He will give you the grace, and he will help you. I'll see you next time. Shalom.